All right, it's a Tuesday afternoon, and I don't know what it was about today, but I'm just rushed getting into the studio. I mean, I'm running down the damn halls like, you know, there's a fire in here. But I just, you know, some days you think you've got everything organized, you're going at the same pace, and you're just behind. You're just running late. Well, I'm just kind of late getting into the studio here. Ian, honestly, I left the music list for today's show on the printer. I printed it out. Do you want me to take a moment to run back and get it? And you want to stall for a minute and I'll go get it? Or do you want to go get it?
I think we would all love it if you ran back there as fast as you can.
Okay, I will. I swear I will. Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right.
And he's off. Let's see here. I would guess it's probably, I don't know, maybe a 60-yard distance between the control room. There and back, I mean, it's probably 30 yards from here back to the printer over by our offices. So I guess, do they count the 60-yard dash? Is that a thing? I know the 40-yard dash is a thing they use to measure people by how fast they can sprint. So in just a moment, we're all going to find out how fast Scoot can do a 60-yard dash. I don't know, y'all. It's taking a little longer than I thought. You know what? I bet it didn't print. And now, oh, no, there he is. He's there. And he is here. Nice job. Wow.
It's a long way back there.
I was just saying. Well, I'm sure you heard because there's monitors in the hallway.
No, I didn't hear. I was running and there's a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, there's these techs that are, installing TVs or something in here. Some strange faces in the office.
Yeah, that's cool.
Not strange people.
They're
people that don't work here. Anyway, yeah. I said it was probably 60 yards between here and the print. From here to the printer and then back.
It's a little bit of a dash. I ran.
We knew you would. I mean, when you asked me what I wanted to have happen, I thought, oh, I'm going to make him run.
Well, you did. All right.
You got everything?
Yeah, now I need to bring you the list. Hang on.
No. You just stay right there. Take a couple deep breaths. I know.
All right. Okay.
I know you're a little gassed. I'll come in there and get some.
All right, but we all go through this. You know, the day's going fine. Everything's great. And then you just, I don't know, a couple of things happen and you just run late. I know you can all relate to that because it does happen. All right. So we have a lot to talk about. You know, while you're talking, it's hard to catch your breath, but I will.
May I? Here. You just rest for 30 seconds.
All right. You want to come get the music?
Yeah, I'll be right there. Okay. We have a lot to talk about here on the show today. I'll remind
that
it's Tuesday. We're not quite halfway to the weekend.
That's right.
But we're like halfway to the halfway point. So maybe you say like a quarter of the way to the weekend, but it's difficult to cut 5 days into four even pieces. So,
well, it's kind of hard to find. I mean, I've looked, but it's kind of hard to find a song that says a quarter of the way there.
We're a quarter of the way there.
Yeah, no, we'll play halfway there tomorrow. But look, we'll talk about the latest reaction to the president accepting this gift, if he accepts it, of this flying palace from the government that is loyal to Iran, Qatar. Another conservative talk show host is bashing the president. All right, here's the music. Thanks. Is bashing the president for the possibility that he's going to accept this jet. I mean, how can he turn it down? Knowing what we know about the personality of the president, there's this, you know, yesterday we were talking about a 787, Boeing 787 Dreamliner. Well, it is indeed a Boeing 747. And those haven't been built in a while. In fact, maybe we should try to find out the age of the 747. If I'm not mistaken, they haven't been built in a while. And the Dreamliner and some of the heavies, that's what air traffic control calls them, some of the heavies, the wide-bodied planes, they have been replacing the 747 because I think the 747 was not as efficient a flying machine as some of these others that Boeing has come up with. So I think they've discontinued it. I could be wrong, but I'd like to know how old the plane is that they're giving him from Qatar. Because one of the things that the president has said is, well, we're going to get this plane, and the 747 we're using for Air Force One is 40 years old. Now, I don't know if we're going to have the information on the year that the 747 Flying Palace was made, but We'll try and find out that. Also, there is more talk about what it would take to equip this plane with the proper safety measures and equipment for the President of the United States to actually fly in it. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Also, the President's Attorney General, Pam Bondi, is launching a disturbing all-out war on the press. Is this another attack on freedom of speech? We'll talk about that. That's a subject that hits very close to home to me, but I'm talking about this on your behalf as well, because this is something that is a threat to every American, even the Americans who support the current sitting president. This is a threat to every American, and we cannot stand for freedom of the press to be attacked. So we'll talk about that. Also, you know, we celebrate victories in life, and there are a lot of victories. There have been a lot of successful products and things introduced into the market that were very successful, and we celebrate those. We don't talk much about the failures. In fact, the failures just kind of go away. There's a new traveling museum out of San Francisco that is showcasing the history of failures. And, you know, we celebrate big successes, but there have been a lot of failures. So we're going to be talking about some of the great failures. And if you want to join us with a failure that has been introduced to the market, you can certainly call our show. The Traveling Museum features some of the great failures. And then I have made a list also outside of what I have read from the Traveling Museum about some of the great failures. Now, one of the great failures that has been introduced, and it didn't last long, it was called Easy Squeeze. It was from Heinz Ketchup. And it was ketchup. Now, what color is ketchup? Ketchup is red. But to try to attract more children, and children are the biggest consumers of ketchup in the country. I mean, I know a lot of adults consume ketchup. I consume ketchup. Many of you consume ketchup. But children are the biggest consumers of ketchup in America. So in order to try to attract the attention of children, Heinz decided to make ketchup the same consistency, but it would come in purple, green, and blue. Well, that didn't work out so well. And I can understand why. You know, some things just don't need to be changed. And man, I'm not somebody who is stuck in the past. I'm not somebody who always clings to tradition. I think a lot of traditions are great, but I don't always cling to tradition. And I'm okay with changes. I'm okay with adjusting things. But ketchup is ketchup, and ketchup needs to be red. So the blue, purple, and green ketchup just didn't catch on. Also, we'll give you an update on the Sean Diddy Combs trial. Can you imagine some of the testimony? Some of the testimony that is being offered in this trial? As there's a former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, and she was testifying, and her current boyfriend, or husband, I'm not sure which, but the man in her life was not allowed to be in the courtroom for all of her testimony. I mean, when she got home, or when they got out of the courtroom and got in the car, don't you think he said, "All right, come on, man, spill. Tell me what happened." This is really... It's an interesting trial because it's so salacious. And we are a very voyeuristic society. And we like to know details. We like to know what goes on in the lives of other people. And according to the charges, the allegations against Sean Diddy Combs, this guy has mega money, and he also has a mega appetite for sex. Well, so do a lot of people. But this guy involved people, it appears, allegedly, against their will. And you can't do that. And apparently he was very fond of baby oil. Now, I think the defense attorneys were arguing that there's no law against having baby oil. I mean, we all, you know, a lot of people have baby oil. I don't have baby oil in my life right now, but a lot of people have baby oil. So, you know, that's not intrinsically a bad thing. But they're trying to... you know, say, well, okay, so he has baby oil. But, I mean, this guy was, like, buying, like, cases of baby oil. And apparently they were, like, oiling everybody down. So, I mean, it might have been, like, a bunch of SEALs, you know, having sex. I don't know. But We'll bring you an update on some of that. Let's see, what else do we have to talk about? Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates. I don't know if they're ever going to tour together again. I mean, I hope they do because I love Hall & Oates. I mean, I always have. I mean, I think Daryl Hall has one of the greatest voices in music. His range is incredible. And I love their music. They've been one of my favorite groups over time. And they have spanned from the 70s to recently. Daryl Hall is still doing solo albums. And I mentioned yesterday that in 1986, Daryl Hall did a solo album. And I thought it was a really, really good album. He was trying to embark on a solo career away from John Oates. And it didn't take off. And he ended up back with John Oates. And I always thought, knowing what I know about Daryl Hall, I always felt like he was really bitter and frustrated that his solo career didn't work out and that he had to go back to Hall & Oates. Sometimes the audience will not accept you as a solo artist. You know, you have to be with the person you were with or the band you were with. In the case of Hall & Oates, as good as that album was, in my opinion, it didn't work for Daryl Hall. So now Daryl Hall is all pissed off because Hall & Oates have now been designated as yacht rock. You know, we've talked about yacht rock on the show. It's kind of soft rock from the 70s. Like Toto would be considered yacht rock. Ambrosia, yacht rock. And I don't know, a number of other bands are yacht rock. It's kind of that 70s soft rock stuff. And so Daryl Hall is all PO'd because Hall & Oates have been designated as yacht rock and he's rejecting it totally. So we'll have fun talking about that later this afternoon. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. We've already talked to you, but good afternoon,
and
sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well.
Make it official.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, so what about this guy Chris Miller was talking about in the news?
Which one?
This guy was found naked in a shed. Where was the shed? A guy was naked in a shed. Was it in a store?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we not allowed to be naked in our sheds anymore?
Well, no, I don't think it was his shed. I'm sorry, I mean,
thought this was America. I've been in sheds where I was naked.
All right, stick your head in there. I know, we don't know your life. All right, no, listen, stick your head in there and ask Chris Miller.
Well, all right.
Is he at his desk? Yeah, just go through the news door there. Ian Hoke is now walking through the door. The door's open. He's in the other room. He's shouting to Chris Miller. Well, he's not really shouting. He's asking Chris Miller if the guy in the shed, the naked guy in the shed, was in a store. I was kind of busy trying to catch up during the news, so I missed the whole story. The door's closed. Ian Hoke is approaching the microphone. He's about to put his headphones back on. The headphones are now on his head. The mic is on, and what's the story?
The story is there was a man in one of the display sheds at a home improvement store.
Yeah.
He was
naked.
He was not master of his domain.
He was naked, and apparently he had a jar of Vaseline with him. Now, what would a naked man want to do with Vaseline? I ask you, what would a naked man want to do with Vaseline?
I think we all know the answer.
Okay, anyway.
Well, hey, it's better than baby oil.
Well,
you know, look, quick public service announcement.
Okay, let's do a text off.
No.
Vaseline or baby oil?
Don't encourage people.
Okay, we're not going to do that.
Baby oil is not safe for use.
Well, Vaseline isn't
way.
Either. Vaseline is too...
No, Vaseline isn't either.
Vaseline is too... It's too thick. The jelly's too thick. I mean, I heard from a friend that it just doesn't work well.
Friend really knew what they were talking about.
Vaseline's just too thick.
Don't get creative with that stuff.
I mean, if you
need
to grease like a piston or something, you know, you could use Vaseline for that, but, you know, not for that. But I mean, did the guy walk in? I guess he walked in dressed, went into the shed, took his clothes off, and was just standing there in the shed with Vaseline?
Yes, and... We all know what he was doing in there.
Well, I guess.
No, I mean, I'm telling you, that's the story.
Okay,
it's up on our website.
We know what he was doing.
WWL.com right
so
now.
So he was not the master of his
he
own
was
domain.
Not. He was not king of the castle.
I mean, you know, setting has a lot to do with that. And I just don't think there's anything that inspiring about being in a shed at a home improvement store. That just doesn't seem to be the place that's going to inspire, you know, the mood.
Reading now from the story at WWL.com, a responding officer searched several sheds before can you imagine? Slidell police! Anybody in there? No? All right, next one.
No, nobody's in here.
Slidell, yeah, no one's in here! Okay, thanks. He observed a man supine on his back, pants around his ankles.
Oh, no.
Next to the man was an open bottle of Vaseline and an electronic device.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to guess that's not the, like, Nintendo DS or something like that.
Or charging cables.
No, I don't think so. Okay, it happened on Mother's Day around 5 o'clock. It's nothing sacred anymore.
Can you imagine?
What's come to this country?
Your wife wants a shed for all of her gardening tools and stuff. She needs a shed for her, you know, bush and all the plants and everything out in the yard.
Yes.
And her gardening tools. And so you take her to the home improvement store.
Hey, happy Mother's Day,
honey. Get a shed. And then, you know.
Well, let's take a look inside this one.
Yeah. And then in the end, she goes,
Oh, my God.
Again, at the end, she goes to the cashier. She tells her husband, I'll take the shed with the man.
I'll take them. Yeah. He's a better husband than this guy.
God.
Oof.
I mean, really, that's just really, really strange. All right.
Oof.
If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So the president is in Saudi Arabia. That jet is waiting for him in Qatar. You know he wants to get in that jet. Yeah, but will he actually fly away in the jet? We'll talk a little bit about some of the mounting criticism. But we also have a lot of other things to get to on the show. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Hell yeah, that's what we do on this show. We give you something to talk about. Somebody called and wondered, well, why are you talking about this particular topic? And the fact that guy was accusing me of talking about the topic to get people's attention. Duh! I mean, that's the business. I mean, let's just be honest about it. I mean, if I sat here and talked about boring stuff, you wouldn't listen. So we talk about stuff that's interesting. We talk about stuff that we think people want to hear. But quite often when people don't like the topic because they disagree with the topic, but they really can't defend the person they want to defend, then they resort to, well, you shouldn't be talking about this. Well, you know, hell yeah, we should be talking about stuff. And by the way, Ian, I don't know whether you get this in advance.
What?
When somebody gets on the air and says something about, why are you talking about this? Or you shouldn't be talking about this. Do you get an advance notice that that's what they're going to say?
Rarely.
Okay. Well, if you do, let's just don't put them on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people don't do this very often, but if you call and just say, why are you talking about this? And that's all you want to say, you know, I'll probably tell you, like, is there anything else that you want to talk about? Do you have a suggestion of what you think we should be talking about? Or are you just calling to say that you don't like what we are talking about? Because if that's what you want, you know, thank you for your feedback, but there's no reason to put you on the air with that.
Yeah, because a lot of these people would want us to talk about Biden every day, bash Biden every day, and Biden's not president anymore. And I bashed him yesterday for going on this media tour. And I've talked a lot about Biden, but, you know, people allow their bias to make them deaf to some of the things we actually talk about. But I'm really kind of bored with the idea of somebody calling and say, you shouldn't be talking about this. The point is, you're listening. And if you don't want to listen, I mean, you have a choice. But we, every afternoon, now, you know, every afternoon, we can't talk about everything that everybody wants to hear. There's a limited amount of time, so there's a limited amount of subjects. We can't get to everything. And we're not maliciously, I have never maliciously ignored a topic for any reason, for any, like, reasons that, you know, you think I might have an agenda. I've never maliciously said, well, you know, we're just not going to cover that because I don't want to get into that. I don't want to expose that on the air. I've never done that. We talk about a lot of stuff. But, you know, don't really, I mean, you're really wasting your time if you call it. You say, well, why are you talking about this? We're talking about it because, you know, generally people are interested in the things that we talk about. Again, not everybody's interested in everything, But for those people who post on my Facebook page or Instagram, for those people who say, well, why do you only talk about the president? Well, we don't. I mean, we talk about countless things on the show, from the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, which is part of every hour, the other topics that we talk about. But it's a cheap criticism from people who don't know how to defend the criticism, because the criticism is factual. And I responded to, I forget her name, but I responded to a chronic poster last night on Facebook, and she said, why do you lie? What lie have I told? I mean, I'm not going to bore the audience with this, you know, for very long, but, you know, we've given people an opportunity to point out what lie I've told on the air. And again, in the minds of these people, these are demented minds. These are people who are suffering from TDS, Trump Delusional Syndrome. And, you know, if you disagree with what I'm talking about, that doesn't make it a lie. If you haven't heard it on conservative media, if you're in that conservative echo chamber, if you haven't heard it there and I talk about it, that doesn't make it a lie. So, you know, we don't lie. I mean, it's so easy to address that, but I don't really want to waste a lot of time with callers addressing that on the air. Yesterday, we dealt with a really dumb question on the air. I wrote a brief introduction, but I want you to go to our website, WWL.com, and check this out. It's also posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook and SOTA Instagram, and you can comment on it there. But check it out at WWL.com. Dealing with a really dumb question on the air, you can hear the actual question on the air. You can hear it. And this guy asked this really, really dumb question. And it's just a reminder that there are a lot of people out there that don't know how to connect the dots. They're not logical thinkers. And as I said a little bit after the call, maybe I should develop more empathy for those people who don't have the mental capacity to connect the dots. Now, I don't understand everything, and you don't understand everything, and you don't have to understand everything. But the blatantly dumb questions scare me, because these are people who are voting. And people who think this way are spreading dumb lies to other people. And some people may respect the person the lie's coming from. But anyway, you might want to check that out. I got some great response. I'm going to share some of the responses from Facebook and Instagram with you on the show this afternoon. But that's at WWL.com and SOTA Facebook and Instagram. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice, what you got? Oh, she's not there? Okay, I thought Janice was there. Okay, listen, so here's a little bit more about just historically conservative radio talk show host Eric Erickson, a very strong Trump supporter. He's very much against the president of the United States accepting the plane. He says, quote, this is my problem with taking the plane from Qatar. It's not that it's a bribe. It's not that it's corrupt. We'll get to Boeing here. But my objection to taking this 747-800 from Qatar is not that it's an attempt to bribe the president. It's not. It's corrupted. Well, again, this is an actual, I mean, you know, sometimes when you speak, you don't speak in, you know, fluid language sometimes. It's not that it's corrupted. It's not that it's a violation of the emoluments clause in the Constitution. My problem with taking the plane from Qatar is I do not think the President of the United States of America should fly and sit on a plane purchased with the same money used to murder American citizens. And that's been a lot of the criticism of Qatar. They're technically our ally, but questionable, because they're a bigger ally with Iran. And Iran is a big ally with Russia. And I tell you, yesterday, I had not heard anybody say this, but yesterday on the show here on WWL, I brought up the idea that the plane might be bugged, that there might be some sophisticated bugging device that will allow other people in another country to gain information by hearing and listening in on discussions the President of the United States has on this plane. And it might be stuff that is not picked up in a sweep of the plane. And last night, Stephen Colbert's cold opening was all about that, with like microphones everywhere. But it's true. You know, you give him this gift, and I'm sure there's going to be an attempt to listen in, and maybe we don't pick up everything. So what if they hear? What if Qatar hears stuff? They give it to Iran, Iran gives it to Russia. So I just, you know, it's not a good idea, but I'll tell you, that's a beautiful plane sitting out on the tarmac. It is like a beautiful, and I'm not even looking at the inside. I mean, there's like gold-plated walls. I mean, this is right up the president's alley. I mean, he loves gold. He loves gaudy. And it sounds like this is a really, you know, gaudy plane, but it's going to be luxurious. And this is the kind of stuff he loves. And it's going to be hard for him to turn this down, regardless of the criticism. But this is a clear break from the Constitution. It's a clear violation of the Constitution. It's a violation of the spirit of the Constitution. And they can backdoor it in through the Defense Department, but he's supposed to be using it. There are reports out that he's going to use it as president, which means they're going to have to renovate the whole thing, and we'll talk more about that. But also, it's going to be gifted to the yet-to-be-talked-about library that the president would get when he leaves office. And again, it's kind of a joke considering that he doesn't read. But if it's gifted to the foundation that's in charge of the library that's yet to be announced, he's going to use it. He's going to use it for the rest of his life. So this is clearly a gift to the United States. And when people give gifts like this to politicians, they expect something in return. And that's my problem with it. The idea that Qatar is going to expect something in return. All right, if you want to join us, the Oakenhart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Hey, here's some good news. I think the crawfish season is still really good, right? Conservative talk show host and podcaster Ben Shapiro is bashing the current sitting president over cryptocurrency exploits and accepting a $400 million plane from Qatar. Now, the president hasn't officially accepted the plane yet, but here's what Ben Shapiro, a conservative, says. Taking sacks of goodies from people who support Hamas, the Muslim Brotherhood, Al Jazeera, and all the rest, that's not America first. Like, please define America first in a way that says you should take sacks of cash from the Qatari royals who are behind Al Jazeera. It just isn't America first in any conceivable way. Ben Shapiro continues. So back to the original question. Is this good for President Trump? Is it good for his agenda? Is it good for draining the swamp and getting things done? The answer is no, it isn't. It isn't. If you want the president to succeed, this kind of sleazy stuff needs to stop. If you want to join us, the Oakenhart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. And more conservatives are lining up criticizing the idea that the President of the United States accepts this plane. I don't know how he can go against his instinct to accept it. First of all, he doesn't think it's wrong. It is. But aside from that, he wants it. I mean, look, anybody would want this thing. Apparently, it's incredible. But this is not the kind of thing a president should do. But I don't know if he can control his instinct to accept something like this, because he loves to surround himself with gaudy things. Like, and I'm using that as a way of describing somebody's taste. It's different from my taste, but it's... You know, it's the gold. It's all the you know, it's all that stuff that, you know, you see it in his residences. And I think that's, I don't like that. I think it's gaudy. That's my opinion. He's entitled to like that. But I don't know if he has the willpower to say no to something like that. All right, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Yeah, I'll get to these texts in a minute, but I wanted to piggyback on what you just said. I listened to that episode of Ben Shapiro's podcast, as I'm wont to do from time to time. And yeah, that's the point he was making, was that you don't need this badly enough. You don't need the scandal and the drama and the noise that come from accepting this gift. And this is the problem with Trump, is that he can't stop himself from creating these scandals that eat up his political capital, eat up, you know, the minutes and news inch columns in the media. It makes him less able to effectuate his policy. So if you're really a MAGA voter who really wants to see the policies that Trump promised you, if you really want to see those put into practice, you should be opposed to him doing things like this.
Correct.
And like, for example, here's a text that says, Trump just keeps winning, but y'all need to find something negative to say about him. Trump is killing it in Saudi Arabia. Can you imagine if Biden, Harris, AOC, or Bernie was pulling off these worldwide deals Trump is making? Not only in tariffs, but getting hostages back, stopping wars, bringing in $10 trillion to U.S. in business, and the big, beautiful bill that will be passed coming to Americans. As Britt Hume is now saying about Trump, wow. But the only thing you hear Democrats talking about is a deported so-called Maryland man who happens to be an illegal criminal and an MS-13 gangbanger. Forget what the texter said about the gangbanger, because we still don't know about this. But Democrats are also armed to the teeth with things that are not positive stories about Trump. They're, you know, just like you said, Brent Shapiro is ringing the alarm bell as loudly as possible about this cryptocurrency scheme. The Trump family has made themselves $3 billion richer since he took office. Most of that in crypto holdings.
Yeah, and it's not just Ben
Shapiro.
That's
a disaster.
It's Laura Loomer. You can't find a greater supporter of the current president than Laura Loomer. She's against the deal with the plane. Fox News host and talk show host Mark Levin, a right-wing radical, in my opinion, he's against it. Conservative talk show host Eric Erickson is against it. So, you know, if I said some of the things that these people are saying, I would be criticized. But you're not criticizing the conservatives. You're not criticizing the Republicans that are criticizing the current president over these deals. And, you know, there are some positive things that have happened. But, you know, I don't, when the president says something about how great something is, I can't believe him. And many of you have told me, oh, he doesn't really mean that. So when he tells me something, when I hear him say something, I can't believe it until I know for sure whether or not it's true. And when I hear about all these deals, I don't know. I mean, I know he's backed off the tough tariffs, and the stock market is going back up, so I think that's really great news. But I don't know how great this is. Just because he says it, like many of you say, well, he doesn't really mean what he says. I hear that constantly. So we know that he exaggerates things, so until I know for sure, and I'll give him credit if it's all true, but just because he says it, I don't know if it's true.
That's absolutely the right take. Where he is notching victories, we will acknowledge that and talk about it. If he really did stop India and Pakistan from going into a full-out war, we owe him a debt of gratitude for that. Great job. If it really was him that got Idan Alexander, the last American hostage, back from Hamas, great. Thank you for doing that. If he can secure a nuclear deal that'll keep Iran from developing nuclear weapons, great. Thank you, President Trump.
But
just because that's the press release that they're putting out doesn't mean we're not also going to talk about the corruption, the just bizarre, tactless, pointless kicking the economy in the ribs every other day, you know, decapitating the FAA, the FDA, all these government agencies that are meant to keep us safe. Did we really need someone in the White House who is going to defund Meals on Wheels? You know, stuff like that. Democrats and everybody else are talking about a lot more than just Kilmer Obrega Garcia.
Well, and then he's also talking about accepting this plane, which would have to be refitted with all kinds of security stuff that ain't cheap. I mean, you're not going to get this at your local tech store. I mean, this is really like super expensive stuff. So, you know, you can't cut out jobs to save money and then turn around and look for ways to spend money that enhance your ego. If you've got a comment, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. All right. Nice looking Tuesday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air, and we're coming back. All right, Dad, coming up, we'll take a look at Scoot's news briefs. And also, we're going to talk about this traveling museum explaining the history of failures. It's featuring the history of failures. So we'll have fun talking about that in the next hour. We'll be right back.